It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, I'm so glad to see you. Can you guess what that was that I was bringing in the door? It's a game. It's a game that we're going to play as soon as we finish feeding the fish. You're supposed to feed the fish about the same time every day. We fed them this time yesterday, and we'll feed them now today. Okay? Hi, fish. Did you have a good night? Well, it's time for your food now. Not too much. Mr. McFeely says not too much. Yep, we take care of our pets. Just jump in there to get the food? Have a good day, fish. We're going to play a game. Right here. It's called a same game. Is it the same or is it not the same game? I want you to tell me if what I'm showing you is the same as the other thing I'm showing. Like those two. Are they the same? Well, one looks like a ball, and the other one looks like a ball too, doesn't it? If the ball were bouncing, how would it go? There's a bouncing ball. There's another bouncing ball. Sure, okay. Those were the same, weren't they? Are those the same? Now watch. Is that the same as that? That's a square and that's a circle. Okay. Now, is that the same as that? All right. Is that the same as that? One's different, isn't it? But I can make it the same that way. Okay. Now, what about that one and that one? No. That one and that one? All right. What about those two? Same? Good. And what about those two? The same. A same game. You don't have to use just shapes. These are just shapes. You can use pictures. Are they the same? The trolley. This one's the trolley, and this is a picture of the trolley. Both the same. All right. Are these the same? King Freddy's castle here. King Freddy's castle here. Okay, now. Are these the same? King Friday's castle and the factory. All right. Now what about these two? Two factories right together. All right. What about the museum? Are they the same? One museum, another museum. These are pictures from the neighborhood of make-believe, aren't they? Are these the same? X's tree and Henrietta's house? They are the same. Okay, now watch out. Are these the same? One is Daniel's clock, and the other is X's tree and Henrietta's house. But we'll make two like this, and they will be the same. Both Daniel's striped tiger's clock. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same game. You don't need to use pictures. No, you could just reach beside you and just pick up something that's nearby and pick something else up and hold them up and say, are these the same? Like this. Are those the same? One's a pillow and one's a teddy bear. They're both soft. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you like to hold them, don't you? Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to cuddle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. It's great to know you're growing up bigger every day, but somehow things you like to remember are sometimes put away. And sometimes you wonder over and over if you should stay inside when you enjoy a younger toy. You never need to hide. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday. For a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease, and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. And sometimes the soft things help at those times, don't they?
Rogers!
Do you hear Mr. McFeely? Yes, Miss. Yes, Mr. McFeely, come on in.
Oh, no, it was a surprise for you, Mr. Rogers. Surprise, surprise. Oh,
what a big surprise.
Aren't they something? There's two little piglets, Mr. Rogers. Two little piglets.
Well, they're the same. Two pigs. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about a same game.
Well, they certainly are the same, aren't they, Mr. Rogers? Well, Her name is Roz, and his name is Howie.
Roz and Howie.
Howie, right.
Hello, Roz. Oh, they nice pigs.
My farmer friend let me bring them down to show them to you, Mr. Rogers, and I thought you'd like to help me feed them, all righty?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
First of all, we're going to do, I have in here ground up corn, and there's some oats in there. It's all ground up so they can digest it, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, that's...
What we'll do, I'll put it in this little tray right here, Mr. Rogers, all righty?
Yeah.
Here we go
right
now.
Right in here?
Put it in there. There you go, Roz, Howie.
Roz and Howie like some food.
Now I'll bring some water up here, Mr. Rogers. We'll mix it up with some little water.
Is that what they like?
Now this will make it a little easier for them to eat. There you go. There we are.
Oh, they must be hungry, Mr. McFarlane.
Oh, I think they are. They haven't eaten for a long while today.
They have it all over their snoots. Eating just like pigs.
Right, Mr. Okay. Rogers. Well, that's what they are.
Of course they are. I like it when you bring by animals, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I like it too, Mr. Rogers. I like animals.
I know, and you like fish too.
Oh, I certainly do. Well, how are your fish coming along, Mr. Rogers?
Very well.
Are you just feeding them once a day?
Once a day.
Oh, that's good, Mr. Rogers. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
Just what you told me to do.
Oh, I'm glad. I had a little bit of time today, Mr. Rogers. So I thought I'd stop over with these animals. I have some more surprises coming up for you, Mr. Rogers. A lot of surprises. I'll bring more around to you. All righty?
Well, I'm glad, Mr. McFeely.
But I won't tell you. That's what a surprise is, right?
That's right.
All righty.
It's not a scary surprise.
Oh, not a scary surprise. No, don't worry, Mr. Rogers.
I like to know whether it's a good surprise or a scary surprise.
Well, my surprises are always good surprises, Mr. Rogers.
Good for you, Mr. McFeely. Is it all right if I pat the pig?
Oh, go right ahead.
Hey there, Howie. They're very soft, you know that? I didn't expect them to be so soft.
No, they're only 8 weeks old, Mr. Rogers.
My goodness, they're big for that.
They certainly are, and their parents are very tall. Their parents are about that tall, Mr. Rogers.
That tall?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do they weigh?
Oh, about 500 pounds, Mr. Rogers. Very heavy pig.
Must be. Well, you can see they just eat and eat and eat. Look at that one just going to town. Close together, too. Do you suppose they'd like to see into the neighborhood of make-believe?
I think they would, Mr. Rogers.
Would you?
I certainly would.
Well, since we played that same game, maybe you could make the same kind of pretend telescope that I did. Why don't you do it, too? That's right. Hold your fingers up like
that. Just like that, Mr. Rogers?
Uh-huh. And then pull it out.
Pull it right
and look right. Why, that looks like somebody with a crystal ball. Archie, Nebraska, is that you?
Yes. Who is trying to contact me?
I'm X the Owl. I'm over here at the tree.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was someone speaking from the land of the crystal ball.
No, ma'am. I'm someone speaking from the land with the tree.
How are you, Mr. Owl?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Just pretty good?
Yeah, we've got some troubles around here, Margie, Nebraska. Say, can you really talk with people through that crystal ball of yours?
Well, sometimes, when you can pretend real hard.
Oh, pretend. I thought it was something real.
Do you need to talk with somebody, Ed?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to find out when King Friday's coming back.
Do you miss him?
Sure. I mean, we all miss him. He's been away for, well, more than a whole week.
Well, he's coming back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That soon?
But I thought you missed him.
Well, we do, but I'm not sure that his castle will be ready by tomorrow.
Well, that's why I'm here today.
To get his castle ready?
To see that everything's in order.
Oh, boy. Henrietta Pussycat, we've got to tell you something, Margie Nebraska.
What's wrong here, X? I've never heard you talk like this.
Meow, meow, calling meow.
Yeah, Henrietta, you remember Margie Nebraska?
Meow, 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 Ask King Friday, meow, meow, Sarah Saturday, meow.
Hello, Henrietta.
Meow, Margie Nebraska.
Now, what seems to be the trouble around here?
We've got to tell her about the castle garden, Henrietta.
Meow, terrible, meow. Meow, 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 Lady Elaine, meow, 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 tents, meow, 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 meow.
Just
meow.
A minute. Meow. You say Lady Elaine put tents in King Friday's garden and made a campsite out of it?
That's right, and we all thought it was just for the opera. But she won't take them down, and the garden looks awful. And if King Friday's coming back tomorrow...
Meow, morrow?
That's right, Henrietta.
And Margie Nebraska is here to see that the castle is ready for him to come back.
Meow, 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 meow. Good luck, Margie, meow.
Tell me, is Lady Elaine over at the castle garden now?
Oh, she's there almost all the time, it seems.
Does she have any campers right now?
I'm not sure. Do you know, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, not sure, meow, meow, meow.
Well, just not sure.
I just have to see what I can do.
Meow, meow, need any help? Meow, call me.
Oh, that's very sweet, Henrietta. Thank you, dear, I will.
Oh, we've tried so many things, Margie. I mean, we've tried scaring her away, and we've tried hooking her tents, and none of that has worked.
Well, I'll try something different.
You mean you could?
Well, tell me, isn't Lady Elaine interested in bird watching?
Yes, she is, and that's part of the trouble. She thinks that the castle garden's just about the best bird watching spot in the whole neighborhood.
There's an idea. Oh, thank you, dear friends. I'll report on my progress.
Well, good luck to you.
Meow, 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 meow. Good luck, meow.
Thanks again.
Yeah, please do tell us.
Oh, bye. Trolley troll, you can go right in the wall.
Birdie, birdies, where are you, birdies? Pretty, pretty birdies.
Seeing anything interesting?
Ooh, I'm seeing something very large right now.
May I help you?
Oh, it's you. Oh, hello, dear. Wonderful birds around these parts. Are you a bird watcher, too?
Oh, yes, Lady Elaine. I've been bird watching for years.
Oh, you have? Well, where are your binoculars?
Well, I use a crystal ball sometimes.
A crystal ball for bird watching?
Yes. Would you like to try?
Well, I never heard of such a thing. Sure, I'd like to try. I don't see anything in it.
Well, I guess there are no very rare birds around here.
What do you mean?
I mean simply that this crystal ball shows only very rare birds.
You mean to tell me that there are better places for bird watching than here?
Oh, my, yes. Why, I saw an evening grosbeak over at someplace else only yesterday.
You mean a Vespertina Vespertina?
Why, Lady Elaine.
I've always wanted to see one of them. Could you take me now?
Well, I'd like to, but I do have to see that the castle is in order for the king. You see, he's coming back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Mm. Tomorrow? Oh, what do you think of my castle campsite here?
I think it's an excellent idea for someone who's really serious about bird watching.
Yes.
But someplace else would be so much better. So many more birds to see.
Oh. Well, do you think that I could set up all these lovely tents there?
There's lots of land there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a place by a windmill.
Oh.
The windmill has a big window.
Big window. That must be Don Quixote's place.
Excellent spot.
It is. Well, let's just go then.
Well, Let's take your things down first.
You mean you'll help me move?
Of course I'll help you. One bird watcher helping another.
Oh, but how could we take all of these things?
Oh, call my balloon.
Your balloon?
Mm. Balloon.
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 Balloon. Balloon. Oh, there it is. You are a magical lady.
Please help me, Elaine.
Oh, certainly.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, they come down. Look at that coming down. Oh. Do you mean you just use it any time you want? Just call your balloon and down it'll come?
Only for special crises.
I see.
Would you like to help me take down this tent?
Yes, certainly. Oh, there it goes. Oh, I want to watch it go up. Is it taking them right over to someplace else?
Immediately, Lady Elaine. We don't want to miss the evening grosbeak.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, let me call it the next time to take this one down, all right?
Yes, of course. Here, dear.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's superb. A balloon.
Balloon.
Balloon. Oh, it works. It is a pleasure to do business with you, dear.
It will only take us a moment.
That's grand.
Hello, girls.
Hello, X.
How's everything here in the garden?
You're just in time to help us take the tents down.
Take the tents down?
Yes.
Yes, we found a much better place for bird watching. I mean, Margie, Nebraska just told me that someplace else has much rarer birds.
She did.
And but we must hurry, X, because...
Yeah, well, I'll certainly help you, too.
Thank you.
A great idea, Lady Elaine, great idea. You want to put this in the basket?
Oh, I'd just love it.
We'll have a relay.
Hey, how did you do it?
Oh, well, it's just been the loveliest time. Imagine an evening grosbeak, a vespertina, vespertina. Go on up, balloon, and come back for some more, dear. Go
you
on
know,
up.
It might still be there from yesterday, Lady Elaine, if we hurry. Do you want to get that tent down there,
dear? Oh, certainly I will.
And I'll work on this one here, and X, you can help me fold them.
Oh, boy, thanks.
Oh, King Friday's coming back tomorrow.
Right.
And they'll have that all cleared out by tomorrow.
Oh, I am so glad.
Oh, ooh, the pigs have all their dinner cleared out, it looks like.
They're all done, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, the one just doesn't want the other one to take his part, does he? Look, there she comes. I think the best thing to do would be to have two pans for them, don't you?
Next time, Mr. Rogers, and I bring animals, I'll have one pan for each one, all righty?
I think it's a good idea, especially for pigs.
Right. You know, in the farmyard, Mr. Rogers, they usually have long troughs they eat out, you see?
Uh-huh. All along the way, and then there's plenty of room.
Plenty of room, but today we didn't have much room.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't bring the long, long trough today, Mr. Rogers.
I see. Well, the big one seems to be the one that's the most hungry.
Because he's a bigger animal, maybe, do you think?
Sure. I wonder if they'll just lick it right up to the very end.
Well, I'll stay here to the very end and watch them, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go in and fix up my things inside, and then I'll come back out, and we can walk on off together.
All righty, fine, Mr. Rogers. Also, don't you worry about the pigs, Mr. Rogers. I'll take care of them.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely, and thanks for bringing them by.
Why, you're quite welcome, Mr. Rogers, and good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Let's go inside, okay? Mr. McFeely has so many things that he does and helps people with. Mm-hmm. I have a picture that you might remember. That's a picture of someplace else. That's where Don Quixote lives. Do you think he'd like to have a campsite near there, near someplace else? He's always looking for visitors. He always says, I wish people would come and be here in someplace else. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that look like? A tent. Sure. And another tent. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a lot of tents at someplace else. Just one other time, I want to ask you one more. Are these the same? Are these the same? Are these the same? Are these the same? Good. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a good game to play. And you can do that with anybody who's in your family. Sure. Just find anything around the house, even draw pictures. You could draw some pictures of a circle and other pictures of a square and hold them up and show your family those things, okay? And what are some other pictures you could... If you could draw a man and another one of a lady and another one of a little girl and another one of a little boy and then hold them up and say, are they the same? Well, of course they're not exactly the same. Not any person is the same as any other person. Each person is different. Isn't it wonderful? Mm-hmm. You're different from everybody else in the world. That's why you're so special. Yeah, that's why I say to you, you know, when I say goodbye and go off to work each day, that you make each day such a special day. Just by being you. Because there's only one person like you. You're special. Mm-hmm. And it's about time for me to do just that now. But we'll be back tomorrow for a very special day itself. Because King Friday will be coming home tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Wait a minute. Are they the same? No. With a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You do make it special for me. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.